Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News and stuff right after this. Oh, just reviewing some notes. Nearly every time I speak, I want to say something different. Yeah. And when you're weekly practically talking about the spirit world, that can be hard to do. But got some really great thoughts for you folks out in Wichita, Kansas for this weekend. And on Friday night, I get to be the featured speaker, keynote speaker, is that what they call it? We got some great information to share and a challenge, and I pray a real encouragement. You know, you don't rise, I've said this many times, to the occasion, whatever the thing might be. You're going to arrive there and have the great victory. No, you can only rise to the level of your education on a given topic. And if guys like Michael Youssef and Charles Stanley and others are correct that 98% of the church has no idea what's going on in the spirit world, then we need to get educated, don't you think? So again, if you're in the area when Southwest Radio Church or Greg Patton Ministry is conducting a meeting, I would encourage you to get out and be a part and learn something from the Word of God, maybe something new. Nobody listening knows everything. Thank you again for your participation with Hello World. We are so grateful. What in the world is going on? We've lost it. We've lost our collective minds. This is America. Columbia University officials, they have very limited access to their own campus after anti-Israel agitators, demon-led, occupied Hamilton Hall and carried furniture and metal barricades into the building. University spokesperson Ben Chang said safety remains the top priority of Columbia's administration in a statement. In light of the protest activity, we've asked members of the university community who can avoid coming into the Morningside campus to do so today. Essential personnel should report to work according to the university policies. So stay away from your own campus. You know, I don't understand why they just don't back off, give everybody 5 minutes to get out of that area, and then gas them. I don't mean kill them, just get them so they, well, you get the idea. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. But this is the toleration policy of the Joe Biden administration. That guy occupying the squatter in the White House. God, great Charlie Brown, do something. Well, most of the time, I fly out of Fort Wayne to my meetings around the country and end up in Charlotte, North Carolina. And while I'm waiting there, the mayor continually comes on and gives this wonderful message how great it is to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, to live there. And I don't care where you live. Evil abounds. Four of them now killed. Four cops killed. Four other officers wounded by a suspect opening fire in a warrant-related gunfight in Charlotte Monday afternoon. It began when a U.S. Marshal Task Force team attempted to serve a warrant for firearm possessions by a convicted felon. During a Monday evening press briefing, authorities said the recipient of the warrant was the one who initially opened fire. The suspect, who was later identified as 39-year-old Terry Hughes Jr., was killed in a shootout. He was also wanted for two counts of felony fleeing to elude the things going on there in Lincoln County, North Carolina, according to the Charlotte police. They believe two shooters could have been involved. They say they have two people of interest in custody, a 17-year-old and a woman. They are at the police station today under questioning. My, oh my, don't care whether it's Charlotte or Fort Wayne, Indiana, or what beautiful part of America you live in, evil prevails. The prince and power of the air running the program. As his time gets short, it's going to get real ugly. Pray for all of those families. Those men serving dead today as a result of, it just seems impossible, doesn't it? Well, many lost everything and they're not out of the woods yet. Another round of severe weather is targeting areas of the plains in the Midwest that were hit hard by deadly tornadoes over the weekend. giving those who lost everything very little time to catch their breath and get ready as they try to sift through what's left of their homes and their businesses. For today and tomorrow, the threat is concentrated on areas that were left devastated by extreme weather during a recent tornado outbreak. While that severe weather threat isn't the same as what was just experienced, it won't take too much time to cause significant disruptions to recovery operations currently underway in those hardest hit areas as new storms come on the scene today and tomorrow. You and I both know that it is the new America, and it's a flood of evil, and you can't ignore that. Persecution of Christians highlighted around the world, places like China, Pakistan, multiple Islamic nations in Africa. Those are all hotbeds of real hatred for men and women of God in the Middle East. But guess what? Now it's here. Yeah, the West is being called out. Those that are monitoring religious freedom conditions in the United States say, wow, we've got a problem. Well, sure we do. Sadly, the American culture is increasingly hostile to you. I mean, to traditional Christian beliefs. Two recent situations both have developed in the leftist state of Colorado. Oh, the wonderful state of Colorado, run by Democrats in the governor's office, state house, and state senate. These people first accused Masterpiece Cake Shop owner Jack Phillips of discrimination because he wouldn't promote same-sex marriage with his cake artistry. Remember that? And then they demanded a web designer promote a same-sex wedding if she provided any wedding services at all. Where does that garbage come from? In both cases, the principals, they're Christians who refuse state demands that they violate their faith and their belief system. In both cases, the state was slapped down by the U.S. Supreme Court. However, all Colorado, the state still maintains the so-called, oh, this is great, anti-discrimination agenda under which the two were charged. Sure, it's anti-Christian. It's against the Bible. It's against God. We're talking about Colorado here. To a large extent, we can all see that browsing through a streaming service or scrolling on social media, we got a problem. But these cultural shifts are also having real work impacts for Christians in America who simply want to go about their business, their lives, while staying true to God. When Christian couples are denied a foster care license because their faith, their belief in God, is at odds with gender ideology, or fifth graders are prevented from starting an interfaith prayer club at school, these are very critical reminders that religious freedom isn't something you can take for granted. It's something that has to be defended in the new America and the flood of evil. Well, what's going on? It is the place to be, Nashville. It's pretty amazing. Nashville is becoming increasingly more popular. It's the destination for tourists and major companies and multi-local residents are. They're sad of the changing culture of their hometown. While Nashville has long been known as a popular destination for country music fans, barbecue lovers, bachelorette parties, it's also emerged more recently as an American boomtown. According to the Wall Street Journal, releasing a piece on Sunday headlined, Nashville is booming. Rah, rah, rah. Locals are fretting about their future in the music city, about how this change stirs mixed feelings among those who've lived there a while. The founder of Oracle, Larry Ellison, announced Tuesday he plans to move the software giant's corporate headquarters now to Nashville, Tennessee, which he added is at the center of the healthcare industry, too. This is Boomtown USA, Nashville. While moving the company's world headquarters there may be an economic boom for the state of Tennessee, the question remains today whether incoming tech companies will raise the local cost of living beyond what the longtime residents can afford, and those that grew up in Nashville will be gone and Well, it's the new America. Well, I call it living in today's world. Let's go there. Well, Paul Harvey would have probably called it the rest of the story. Most of you will remember this. That promising young surfer, 13 years old, Bethany Hamilton, remember? Her world was turned upside down when she was attacked by a shark that took her arm off. She detailed how her family's faith in Almighty God helped her through these troubling times. She said, "My dad worked really hard. He worked 2 to 3 jobs at a time, and we had a really simple childhood. But they gave me so much. They gave me so much time. They gave me my faith in God. And so when I lost my arm, it was almost like I was ready for it, because my mom had raised me in my faith. She would pray with me. She read the Bible to me at bedtime. We went to church. And so when the trouble, when the chaos hit," I'll be talking more about this in today's program of Life 101, "I was ready for the trouble." She also explained how she had to relearn surfing and what drove her to get back into the water just 21 days after she lost her arm. "For me, surfing was more than just a childhood hobby. I feel it was a way of life and culture and art and sport to me." Bethany said the physical journey was actually pretty easy for me, but it took a while for her to regain her confidence in surfing and figure out how to do things with just one arm, what she calls Bethany's version of surfing. She also explained how to do life with just one arm, but her faith in God and his plan for her life just kept her going. She discussed more about meeting her husband, about motherhood, even surfing while she was pregnant. There are certain waves that are better while you're pregnant, and she surfed well into all her pregnancies, which I guess is pretty commonplace in Hawaii. But the rest of the story about this whole thing is women's sports. She is on the forefront of trying to protect women being only women in women's sports. This transgender trash, this demon-led theme of somehow men can pretend to be women and participate in sports and beat the gals and nearly everything. So much of Satan involved in that. Wake up, America. That is the rest of the story. And finally, when I get done with the radio show today, I get to go grocery shopping again 2 or 3 times a week. I'd love to be able to get there and spend less than $100. Grocery prices shot up 21% over the past 3 years. Everybody is doing the coupon thing, etc. Do you know what? This is just an amazing stat to me. Even rich folks are using coupons. And now get this. The average American bought food at 21 stores in the year leading up to February. 21 stores? Grocery shopping? Are there 21 stores out there that sell groceries? I don't know. I just know it's expensive. Hot dogs ain't what they used to be, right? All I can say, where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Thank you. Going to be sharing in just a moment about encouragement. And so many of you that listen to Hello World are there. You keep us going. Everybody, you're going to find out, gets discouraged at some time in life. Isn't it good that we know the author and the finisher of our faith, and he's got the whole program together, and we can claim Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God, to the called according to his purpose. A big thank you to you. A big thank you to this Christian radio station carrying Hello World every day, Monday through Friday. We are so blessed to be here, my friend. And again, thank you for listening, some of you twice a day, and telling others about the broadcast. It's a really big deal. And of course, you know, I love you. How true do you think this statement is? When the church acts like the world, she emboldens and approves of the world's actions. In this way, she influences the world, not for Jesus Christ, but for selfishness and pride. Essentially, giving permission to the world to engage in and practice the same sort of conduct. Now that is something to think about. Yesterday, we talked about discouragement, encouragement, courage. Oh, we're going to pick up the ball and run with that again today. You know, your life as a Christian isn't always easy. Many of you are saying, well, yeah. But as children of God, you have some special help for both good days and bad days. That's the Christian walk, by the way. It's not always way up here. It's not always down in the basement. Mm-mm. Up and down, up and down. The trick is, at least this is what I've found, is to somehow try to balance that thing. You know, at some point, discouragement comes to everyone. Bad news comes in, worldly sorrows, things going on in politics, things going on in Israel today. Oh, all kinds of things. What is your distressing story today? You know, in those moments, we can convince ourselves that we'll be undone by all the trouble coming into our life. I think everyone can get there. Most of us do. We can do that, or we can choose to lean on our kind and patient Heavenly Father, not leaning on our own understanding. God sees your struggles. He knows if He knows every hair on your head and they're numbered, does He not know about your troubles? Does He not know about your thought life where you are today? He will never leave us to cope on our own. There you go, Greg. You're on your own. Never. Instead, He comforts and strengthens us through the Holy Spirit of God. When I need encouragement, I turn to a good verse, Romans 15, verses 4 and 5. Romans chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. Let me patentize it here. For whatever was written to those folks in earlier times was written for our instruction today, so that through perseverance, key word there, and the encouragement of the Bible, we might have hope. I tell folks often, the worst thing about hell, as far as I'm concerned, is there is no hope ever. Isn't that something? Think about that for a moment. Anyway, God wants you to have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another, according to Christ Jesus. Perseverance is the determination to keep on going. Don't give up. Don't you ever give up. If you look carefully at verse 5, what do you see there? It's God Himself who gives us that determination. God does it. Doesn't that give you some hope today? You know, there's about four or five things I want to share with you very briefly today. The Spirit of God encourages you in your discouragement with the Word. In Scripture, we discover that God is kind. Read Psalm 119, verse 68. It says the Lord is good. He's not only good in character and the giver of good things, of course, but He's also the one who determines what is good. Think about that one. And maybe we throw in Romans 8:28 there. All things work. Well, you know that verse, don't you? He knows what's best for each point of our life, and He can guide us wisely in every situation, every day, including today, of course. When we understand that God allows trouble because they are ultimately beneficial for us, then we don't need to be discouraged by these things. In time, you'll look back and you'll thank God for the way He brought you through this thing. And then God comforts you through prayer. So we're reading our Bible and we're praying. The Lord doesn't want you to be anxious, but wants you to come to Him with every concern you have. Read Philippians 4:6. You know, one of the simplest prayers you may utter, not getting too deep, God help me. Jesus help me. Now that's pretty simple, isn't it? A short prayer. Pray that the next time you feel discouraged, helpless in the face of trouble. No problem, not even yours that you're thinking about right now, is bigger than our omniscient, omnipotent God. And nothing is too small, worldly, or ordinary for God to get involved and reveal His love to you. Now that should be encouraging. And then God encourages you through Christian music. Do you know any Christian songs or hymns or choruses that you could sing right now without a hymn book or something on the screen there? Everybody has their favorites to remind them of God's faithfulness. for his purpose for trials. Think about the lyrics in old hymns like How Firm a Foundation. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all-sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee. I only design my dross to concern and thy gold to refine. Wow. Those old hymns, great comfort in knowing and trusting God and realizing he's going to sustain me through this thing. And then God's people. You have friends out there? God's people are another means by which he encourages you. That's why I suggest you get a lot of friends, Christian friends. In closing his letter there in the book of Colossians, Paul listed the friends who worked together with him for the kingdom of God. What he wrote about them was, well, Colossians 4, verse 11, they have proved to be an encouragement to me. Many of you listening to Hello World today, oh, been a real encouragement to me, day in and day out for years. A godly friend, oh, can lift you up when you're down today. Just one of the many reasons to be involved in the local church where you can participate in the body of Christ in a direct and personal way. Not only will you find courage for your difficult times in life that you're going through, but you're going to be there for others when they have that need, and that's a big part of it. God allows these things in your life so that you can encourage others when they experience the same things. Does that make sense? Sure it does. And then finally, you know what? The Holy Spirit of God is going to help you to realize God's daily blessings. If you open your heart, discouragement keeps you from seeing all the good that God provides in your life. But when we consider his endless gifts, you know what? Your attitude, sometimes it's bad. Zig Ziglar called it stinking thinking. Our attitude can be transformed positively. Sometimes we need to take our focus away from the troubles of life and shift it to the awesome power and creation that surrounds us, to that awesome God that saved our soul. The wonder of the seasons, for example, or the perfect order of the universe will always remind you that God is great and God has everything under control. You know what? This is good. What a comfort to know that the Lord is present today and living within you. You need to actively look for him and his comfort, and you'll quickly recognize his love and his mercy and his goodness in that situation you're involved in your life today. John 14:27, the Lord gives us not as the world gives. The peace of God is something mysterious, something quite remarkable, and certainly effective in every situation. This thing holds us together in a way that nothing else in the world can. We hope you'll lean on his encouragement more every day, every moment of every day. I pray these thoughts have been a blessing to you, my friend. And finally, yesterday, just sitting out there in the lawn chair in the front yard watching the old man, Jax, my Swiss Mountain dog, and then the new golden retriever, Willow. They weren't paying any attention. No matter what I said, they were doing their own thing. Someone asked me recently, why did you choose these dogs? I said, that's something I ask myself all the time. I've had my say for another day. Thank you for being here. Join me on Facebook, so many of you are. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. You want to hear past programs last year, 5 years ago, they're there. WHCBRadio.org, follow the links. And that's the way it is for Tuesday, last day of April, 2024. I'm Greg Patton. God bless.